And now dictation for Douglas Hinken, H-I-N-K-E-N, November 28, 62. Address as a letter to Dr. Page, P-A-G-E, 616-225-6064. Dear Dr. Page, follow-up for Mr. Hinken, who proudly has hypertension secondary to primary hyperaldosteronism, last visit in June. Recent colostomy done. I'm not aware of major abnormalities. Stable sclerosing cholangitis. Blood pressure at home, 120s over 80s. He's keeping physically active. Extensive review system is negative. Medication list includes Aldactone, ARV Valsartan, remains on Asacol and Ursodiol. Present weight 224, previously 207, blood pressure 100 over 70 on the left side. Very pleasant, alert, oriented time 4, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosa, respiratory cardiovascular abnormalities, no abdominal distension, edema, non focal. Next paragraph, I review the MRCP report from November last year. No gross intra or extrahepatic biliary dilatation, no liver masses. Adrenal glands were reported normal. Kidneys were reported normal without obstruction. Non-abnormalities on the liver parenchyma from his disease. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 1.01, still baseline with normal electrolyte acid base, GFR better than 60, no activity in the urine for blood of protein, albumin creatinine ratio is not detectable. As chronic abnormalities on alkaline phosphatase, transaminases, but normal bilirubin. There has been no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Hypertension associated to low potassium, suggestive of hyperaldosterone state. Treated with ARB and Aldactone with excellent results and normalization of potassium with preserved kidney function. Previously, an adrenal nodule that is not being seen on an MRI with and without contrast. Tolerating Aldactone with minimal breast sensitivity. Continuum management of his sclerosing cholangitis. Continue present regimen, end of dictation.